This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We are ready to go this evening. We've got a great crowd. Hopefully we will have a one or two of these misfits wander up as we go throughout the evening tonight. But we're thrilled to be here with you. Happy you've joined us tonight at your local liberal resistance headquarters, mobile resistance headquarters in tonight's case. Thrilled to have you with us. If you'd like to reach us, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, we've got a couple of announcements of events coming up later this month. On Thursday, the 17th, the monthly meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party is coming up at the Wichita Area Builders Association. Their guest is, via Zoom, former General Michael Flynn will be joining them. And later on, towards the end of the month, the Turning Points USA chapter at Wichita State University is hosting a Starlight Drive-In on April the 24th at 7, a night at the drive of the Daily Wire's movie Identity Crisis is showing at Starlight Drive-In. Information on both of those events is also available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Great show for you tonight. Hopefully, again, we'll have some of the sorted riffraff hanging out with us here live. Of course, coming up here in just a few minutes, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach will update us on his recent successes in federal court, and how Kansas is one of the first states in the nation to deputize state law enforcement agents to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove criminal aliens from Kansas. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will kick off our 8 o'clock hour, bring us an update from City Hall, and discuss this week's announcement that City Manager Bob Layton is retiring and why she feels that the non-elected position plays an outsized role as the leader of our city. Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will preview next week's veto session. We'll talk with Representative Pat Proctor about his announcement that he's running for Secretary of State. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So we've got a great show planned for you. And, of course, as folks keep coming over here to the fire pit, we'll make sure to grab some for you. Want to start, as I always do, with some commentary. And tonight's is kind of a little bit about what we've seen, particularly over the last few weeks, and even this weekend. We've seen some of these radical left-wing activists protesting. They've been encouraged by Democrat leaders and the media to, in particular, to target Tesla owners and dealerships across the country in order to incite fear and destruction, frankly, all because they don't like Elon Musk, they don't like Donald Trump, they don't like MAGA, they don't like you. And how these attacks are meant to target Elon, but frankly, they're ruining the lives of everyday Americans. Many of us have seen the story of Abigail Gills. She's a young disabled woman from right here in Wichita who had her Tesla keyed by a radical leftist, resulting in thousands of dollars worth of damage. This pajama-wearing bearded leftist keyed her car at an Olive Garden out here on the west side of town. And these are the same folks protesting at Nafziger Park every Saturday, by the way, calling Elon and Donald Trump and Republicans and MAGA voters Nazis and fascists, all, of course, while preaching tolerance, inclusion, and love. And ever since Elon Musk joined President Trump's team and was appointed to head up Doge, the left has not been happy. Democrats refuse to condemn the terrorism targeting Americans. The same folks who are quick to bring up January 6th and cry insurrection every chance they get consider these attacks more acts of peaceful protest or civil disobedience. Boycotts and peaceful protests are part of American history, and disgruntled Tesla owners are well within their rights to sell their cars. Keep in mind, these were once, you know, coveted for their, you know, cutting-edge cool factor. The electric vehicles were virtue signals. Even Ocasio-Cortez bought one. Now, apparently, driving a Tesla is like driving around with a Trump sticker. But that's not enough for some anti-musketeers. Those who have taken to vandalizing Teslas, setting them on fire, and wreaking havoc on dealerships, this is a golden opportunity for high-profile Democrats to speak up against this kind of violence and affirm the boundary between protests and crime. The silence, however, is deafening. Senator Cory Spartacus spoke for over 24 hours on the Senate floor last week. He said absolutely nothing about, you know, failing to condemn violence. Of course, he said absolutely nothing at all. But instead, the most ardent defenders see burning of cars and as proportional, as, you know, saving democracy. Last month, Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked a resolution that would condemn the violence against Tesla owners and dealerships. Are Democrats that afraid to stand up to their radical base, or are they aligned with them? The love of violence has always existed on the left. What is necessary from the standpoint of those who care about democracy is not to excuse or permit it, regardless of what political justification is offered. And sadly, we're seeing this here in Kansas as well. Case in point, Representative Ford Carr. What happened in the Kansas House is a microcosm of what's going on nationally. Representative Carr is an aggressive and foul-mouthed embarrassment to the legislature. He physically assaulted one of his own colleagues, referred to another colleague as a House Negro, yet Democrats and leaders in the House, Democrat leaders in the House, and his fellow caucus members have endorsed and condoned his behavior by remaining silent. They should be ashamed of themselves. We all know how they would have reacted had a Republican behaved in the same manner. Yet his colleagues on the other side of the aisle remain silent. Hopefully, when they return to Topeka this week, they'll bring their backbones with them. But far too many in the media and on the left are find this perfectly and legal and socially acceptable to tolerate this kind of behavior. Too many Democrats are sitting back and letting the violence happen while their party's most belligerent voices keep fanning the flames. Democrats desperately need to have a grown-up in the room, especially if they're hoping to have a reversal of fortune in 2028. We'll take a quick break, and then Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach will update us on his recent successes in federal court and how Kansas is doing something to stand up and help immigration and customs enforcement. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit, thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. We're listening to 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit, thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency is your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. Want to remind you as well about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys for unleashing prosperity for all. It's a great group of folks if you're looking for a way to get involved. There, I can recommend nobody else. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And you can find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We are very fortunate in Kansas to have a constitutional scholar and a true patriot fighting for us in the Attorney General's office, and we're thrilled to have him with us this evening. General Kobach, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Great to be with you, John, and I appreciate the I Fought the Law intro song. always appropriate.
Well, you know, I try to make them appropriate when I can. Yeah. That's like our Laura Kelly theme song, and you've got an appropriate one as well. So, General, I want to get to some of the successes, and you've had quite a few, but I do want to ask you, there have been a number of rulings of late from multiple federal district courts issuing these nationwide injunctions against the Trump administration. Numerous legal scholars are unable to pinpoint from which source these federal district courts derive the power to issue these nationwide injunctions. I'm just curious if you could weigh in. I mean, are these kinds of nationwide injunctions, these court orders, even legal?
Well, yes and no. It depends probably on the type of case. Like oftentimes when I was bringing cases against the Biden administration, when they were doing something blatantly illegal, we would ask the judge to vacate the rule. If they had some illegal regulation, which is called a rule, we would say vacate it, which means erase it. Well, that would have nationwide implications. But what often is happening is right now they're going to left-wing courts, the opponents of the Trump administration, and they're asking for a preliminary injunction, which is before you get to a final decision, to stop the rule, not just in the states that are present in the case, but all over the country. And it's right. There's no question that the judge has the power to temporarily stop a regulation in the states that are suing. The bigger question is, can they stop it everywhere? And the reason I say it's kind of a gray area is there are some regulations that maybe have to do with aliens, for example, illegal aliens. And if you say, well, the judge agrees that what the Biden administration did is illegal, but I only have four states in front of me right now who are suing, I'm going to stop it in those four states, but the illegal aliens are free to do whatever they want in the other 46 states. You know, sometimes an argument can be made that in that situation, a nationwide injunction is appropriate. But I think the bottom line is it's been unfairly applied. So for example, usually when we would sue the Biden administration, we'd hopefully get a judge who's not an activist, a judge who's a constitutionalist, and that judge would use his power with restraint and give us an injunction only in the states that came before him. So a perfect example, I sued on behalf of a group of states to stop Biden's Title IX rule, which changed.
Right, I remember.
Yeah, and did that in front of Judge Brooms, federal district judge based in Wichita. He rendered a great decision, but he limited the decision to the parties in front of him, as a conservative judge would do, not exercising his power more than he clearly has the authority to do. If you go into San Francisco or you go into some liberal court in Hawaii, chances are the more left-leaning judges will see their own power as greater than it really is. And so that's why the left tends to seek and get these nationwide injunctions. And by the way, their cases are wrong from the get-go, but they'll get these injunctions to throw a wrench in the works until it can finally work its way up through the appeals. And that's a big difference. When we were bringing suits against Biden, we won, I want to say it's like 74-75% of them. The suits brought by the left against the first Trump administration and now this one, they're going to lose, and they did lose most of them during Trump's first administration. They're going to lose most of them now. But they nevertheless get a preliminary injunction that stops everything until the higher courts can rule and say, no, what the Trump administration did was perfectly legal. So I wish I could say an easy answer to that question, but there is a problem. And I think ultimately Congress needs to step in, because Congress does have the ability to restrict or expand the jurisdiction of the lower federal courts.
Well, and it is obvious that they're judge shopping. And the sad part here is they're doing it to defend the deportation of violent criminal illegals.
Yes.
Which, that's the sad part here. Along those same lines, General, Kansas, as I said in the intro, is one of the first states in the nation to deputize state law enforcement agents to work with ICE to remove criminal illegals from Kansas. I'm glad to see that we're taking the lead here. I'm just surprised that some other states haven't done the same.
Yeah, the two states that jumped out first were Texas and Kansas. My friend and compatriot, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, jumped out. He got the drop on me, and we came in a couple days later. But his statewide agency has that authority, and now the Kansas Bureau of Investigation does. They essentially have the authority to act as ICE agents to determine the legal status of someone and take custody on behalf of ICE. It's a huge force multiplier if the greatest deportation effort our country has seen is going to succeed. And I'm hopeful that many sheriffs across our state will do it as well. We're seeing that in Texas. Lots of sheriffs are signing up for this authority. That was a big accomplishment as well. But, John, I do want to mention something that I think you were going to come to, and that is the real earthquake, truly amazing thing that happened in the legislature 2 weeks ago with Supreme Court election.
So, yep, that was the next issue.
Well, the reason I want to bring it up is we were just talking about runaway judges. And, you know, one of the reasons that federal judges can get away with doing these things, like some of these liberal left-leaning judges are doing, is they're tenured for life. They get on the court and then they can never be removed, short of impeachment, which is really, really hard to do. But similarly in Kansas, our Supreme Court has been a court that has legislated from the bench on a number of issues. The most notable would be school finance, has been very left-leaning on a number of issues. Abortion would be one of them. Any number of issues, though, really. The death penalty is another one where they've been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court time and time again. And they do it because there's no accountability. The judges have no fear of being non-retained, because retention elections are just fake elections. They're running against no one. And so the court has drifted so far to the left that I would say, as someone who's litigated in multiple state Supreme Courts, we have the second most left-leaning state Supreme Court, second only to California. It's really extraordinary. And this constitutional amendment that the legislature of Kansas passed 2 weeks ago is going to solve that problem, because it will make the Supreme Court of Kansas accountable to the people. We will get to elect our justices just like the good people of Sedgwick County get to do when they elect their district judges. And those justices will have to be accountable. If they write an opinion that's crazy and hard to defend and, you know, doesn't really square with the words of our Kansas Constitution, the voters will have a chance to pass judgment, and they will have to, you know, face the arguments of an opponent in a competitive election. And that change, I really believe, is the most consequential thing our legislature's done. And they've done a lot of great things in the last few years, but I would say the most consequential thing that the legislature's done in the last maybe 20 years, because it will affect all the other issues. And it's a really big deal. And I'm just very excited that my fellow Kansans and I will get to vote in August of next year on whether to amend our Constitution and elect our Supreme Court justices, which would be a tremendous improvement over the status quo.
We're talking with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. You know, I remember one too long ago, we were looking at another constitutional amendment. They value them both. And in that case, the proponents were outspent 2-1, 3-1, depending. The vast majority of that money was out-of-state money. Are you expecting the lawyers, the ACLU, the Bar Association, to do the same kind of thing in opposition to this next August? I mean, you know, right now it's a very merit. They love to say it's merit-based, but it's really an elitist system. Are you expecting that same kind of out-of-state? I mean, look what they just spent in Wisconsin to elect that liberal Supreme Court justice. Are you expecting the same thing next time with these out-of-state liberal groups to come in and spend a bunch of money to try and kill this thing?
I do expect them to spend money. The ACLU for sure, the Trial Lawyers Association for sure. There probably will be some out-of-state money. But I do think the good side, our side, which wants to let the people vote, will be able to keep pace. I don't think they're going to be able to outspend us. There are a lot of concerned Americans who want to see courts become accountable, not be runaway courts that have no accountability to the people. And, you know, the other thing that's different between us and Wisconsin is Wisconsin's constitution requires that their Supreme Court elections be on a strange day when no other elections are occurring. So they're the only show in town, and you've got all of
right.
this, you know, money both on the left and the right, all focused on Wisconsin because that's the big game. Well, our elections are going to be in the normal November election. So there'll be a Senate race on the ballot, a governor's race, an attorney general's race, a bunch of state legislative races. And it'll be in every state there will be something big happening on the ballot. So it's not like all of the national money would come rushing to one state, which is standing alone with a judicial election. The other thing I would say as far as value them both, what the opponents to value them both did is they successfully confused the issue. They successfully...
Yes, for sure.
The amendment language was perhaps not the best written. It was a little bit confusing. It was long. It was wordy. And, you know, the opponents were able to successfully confuse people and make them think it was a ban on abortion, which it was not. This amendment is only four sentences long. And, you know, it's very clear. The first sentence says, the citizens of Kansas who are qualified electors shall elect the Supreme Court justices. That's it's so clear. You can't, you know, it's pretty clear. I don't think anyone can confuse that. And, in the polling on this issue, it already shows that 74% of Kansans would rather, and this is Republicans and Democrats combined, would rather elect their justices than do it the way we have right now with this, you know, commission that acts in virtual secrecy. Of the lawyers, by the lawyers, for the lawyers. The lawyers elect the majority of the commissioners, and they have to be lawyers on the commission, the ones who are elected by the lawyers. It's really not a system that the people of Kansas control, and we want to have a system where the people of Kansas are in the driver's seat.
General, I've only got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you real quick. I saw a recent story about Act Blue. It's their great way of, dark money. The left who's so opposed to dark money, they sure have a great way of funneling it. Laura Kelly was one of the recipients, one of the large recipients, $2 million or something. She was the second largest, rather, recipient of illegal campaign contributions. I've just got to ask. I mean, isn't that sort of like, poetic justice? Of all people, it was Laura Kelly to be the second largest recipient.
It was interesting. You know, I will say this. I don't think Governor Kelly did anything to make that happen. But the way Act Blue appears to be doing this is they intentionally lower the security standards so that a person or a group can manipulate the system. And let's say somebody has already maxed out and has given $2,000 to a governor's candidate. They take that person's next $10,000 and divide it up into 50 different contributions. And those people whose names are being used don't even know that their names are being used for the contribution. And so that's why we had people in Kansas and people all over the country, you know, calling their state representative, calling the attorney general's office saying, hey, I just got this notification that I made a contribution to candidate so-and-so, and I never made any such contribution. So that's right. Where Act Blue seems to be, you know, they seem to, it seems like they're intentional. Maybe they're going to finally try to start, you know, closing these gaps, but they seem to have created a system where third parties can funnel huge sums of money using someone else's name. And that's what I and other attorneys general are looking at to see, you know, what violations of law may be occurring. And, of course, tracking down the evidence is also sometimes challenging in a case like this.
And they say Republicans are the only ones who cheat. But, General, I appreciate you as always, my friend. If folks want to connect, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, they can always go to chriskobach.com. They can go to @1787, which is my Twitter handle or X handle, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to see the official news of the agency, it's ag.ks.gov.
My friend, I appreciate you as always. Thank you again for joining us. Keep up the good work. And as always, give my regards to your wonderful family.
Will do. Good talking with you, John.
Thank you, my friend. We'll take a quick break, and then Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will preview next week's veto session. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit. There's a huge group of unruly so-and-sos down there, by the way. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. We'll be back right after this. Back to the John Whitmer Show. I've had one too many margaritas already. Broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit. I'm halfway through my, Monte Cristo. I'm halfway through the Monte Cristo. I may have to go to another one. Thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. If you missed part of last week's episode, don't worry about it. We post clips from all our shows. We post single hours as well as the entire show in one audio file. Lets you choose lots to choose from. Just download the always free Odyssey app to get started. With us now, by the way, is our infamous, Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. That's going to be our last. Probably our last. Maybe we'll do a full session wrap-up. I doubt it, though. That was our last Laura Kelly theme song for the year, Dan.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Well, we may have to bring you back for one more. You guys go back for a veto session on Thursday.
Right.
You think you'd get it done in one day or probably two?
No, I think it'll be at least 2 days. But it's kind of I got to tell you this little story. You know, we've got a Democrat that you and I both know that flicks her hair all the time. You know?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. So Blake's girlfriend.
Yeah, so she texted me.
Oh, I just got a bird flown at me.
she texted me this last week and said, you know, how are we going to go Saturday? And I said, well, that depends on you guys. If you debate every override for an hour or more, then we're probably going to go into Saturday, you know. Yeah, so it's all up to you.
That's true.
It's totally up to you.
That's true.
So you tell me, how late are we going to go?
Yeah, and, you know, depending on who, if John Carmichael decides to pontificate for days on end.
Sure.
And some of the others on the other side of the aisle who love to go down and hear themselves preach. Yeah, it could go longer.
I'm willing to go all day and all night Saturday to finish it up. If that's what they want to do, then we'll do it.
Well, and this was one of the first sessions in a long time. You didn't have a midnight session, so no. Who knows? Maybe they can admit that. Maybe they can this weekend.
If they take it long enough, those debates, we will stay late to hit that date or that time probably. So
she has already. So she had a dump of vetoes on Friday. She had a couple early in the week. I'm assuming there are more to come, correct?
Yeah, there's more. So she did. She had six on Friday. Before we left, she had vetoed two, Senate Bill 5 and Senate Bill 14. And, of course, we'd already overridden two back during session.
Right, right.
So we've got eight sitting out there right now. I believe that we'll probably have some more tomorrow, probably some more on Tuesday, more on Wednesday. And actually, we could probably go clear up to Friday because of the time frame. If she ran it out 10 days, we could even have some come in Friday that we hadn't expected yet. So.
And how many do you think she'll do in the budget? Because that's a whole other section there.
Yeah, so Troy Waymaster, myself, and Carrie, my chief of staff, we went through all of the potential line item vetoes in the budget this last Friday. And I think she could do as many as 20, 25 line item vetoes.
So that could put you into the 30s.
Yeah, I would say, actually, we're probably going to be over 20, maybe 20 to 25 on the bills. Another 20 to 25.
Oh, my. So we're in the 40s.
Yeah, 40 to 50.
So that was my next question is, do you think you break her record of vetoes?
Absolutely.
So you break the record.
The record, though, the record really is how many have we done in one day, and that's nine. Both sides have overridden nine of her vetoes before. So I told Senator Masterson, even if we have to work late, we need to break that record.
So that's my next question. If she issues the most vetoes to break her record, do you think you'll overall break the record of overriding her most?
I would say so. John, this is the best caucus I've had in 13 years.
Wow.
This caucus sticks together pretty much through thick or thin. There's a few items that
Schreiber
we can't get.
And some of the others.
But there are a few issues that we can't get an override on. But out of, let's say she does 50, I bet you we can do 40, you know, that many.
Wow.
So it could be a fun week. Really could.
Are you guys going to give her like a golden pen with a plaque that says most vetoed governor in Kansas history or something? You should give her something.
I got one better for you. So Ty and I had Senate President and I had a meeting with her. It's been probably a couple weeks ago now. I can't remember exactly when it was, but I have this pen, a nice, really beautiful pen with Speaker Hawkins on it that my wife got me for Christmas, and I took it with me to the governor's office to our meeting, and I said, "Governor, this is my veto override pen." She didn't laugh. She did not find that funny.
I'm telling you, I think we should gild it, put it on a plaque, and give it to her. The most overridden governor in Kansas history. We're talking with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. So then the next question is, you got all that going on. Any plans for any new legislation during? I mean, I know the problem with that is if you pass anything new, she can veto it and you can't try it.
Yeah, we won't have any new legislation. It's just, you know, we want to make sure that anything that we do right now, we can override. We were very specific in how we did our bills leading up so we could make sure that we could get a veto override on anything she would veto. The things that we didn't think that she would veto, we left those till later on in conference committee week, knowing that she's not going to touch them anyway. And quite frankly, she's let some become law without her signature that surprised the heck out of me. So, you know, you can't never tell what she'll do this next week. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have records on both sides.
I do have to ask you about something. You know, she does make you laugh. There are some things that she does that just kind of make you laugh. I saw that this week she recommended a special session.
Yeah.
Call special session in order to redo the budget. I guess she doesn't think you're spending enough. I got to ask, I mean, what was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, that made me laugh, but what was really even funnier or maybe sick in some demented sort of way was her interview on KCUR this last week where she just came out and just said that we not only did we need to come back for a special session, that our budget was lousy, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the interesting thing.
You spent
$42 million less than what her budget was, but yet our budget's bad. Now, ours didn't include boondoggles like Medicaid expansion, you know, some of those things that she wants. She wants to start these new programs that will just put us into bankruptcy faster. But we refuse not to go there. You know, but we don't have a revenue problem. We had, as of the end of March for this fiscal year so far, which we're over almost three-quarters of the way through, we're at $206 million more than what was anticipated, than what was projected. So we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah.
I've said that over and over and over again. Our problem is spending too much. And, you know, it happens every year. You know, everybody wants to take home the bacon to their districts. They want their little pet projects. And, you know, I literally, you know, we changed the process of budgeting this year. We no longer use or start out with the governor's
right.
budget. We have our own budget. And that has worked out phenomenally well. Now, she hasn't liked it. She hasn't liked it because she didn't get to put her imprint all over it. That's really what she's mad about. She can't really say that we did a bad job of budgeting. It's just not her budget.
Right.
So it's got to be bad because it's not her budget.
You don't think she's dumb enough to actually call a special? I mean, what does she think is going to change?
No, she's not going to call a special session. Actually, what she said was the legislature needs to ask me to call a special session.
Yeah, okay.
So they can come back in and redo the budget. She also said...
Think that's going to happen?
No. No. And she also said that while we're here on veto, we ought to relook the budget. No. The budget's a good budget. We spent $210 million less this year than we did last year. And last year, we used her budget.
Yeah, and I got news for her. If you guys actually did, you'd probably end up spending less.
Oh, absolutely. Because,
right.
I preached to our folks over and over and over again that we need to really get a hold of this spending. And although we didn't get it all done the way I would like, you know, there's pieces in there that I didn't like. And quite frankly, maybe she'll veto some of those things that I didn't like.
Yeah.
But who knows? You know, she's not going to do something just for me. but I do think that if we were to come back in, we would spend even less.
That's it. Yeah, that's my point. I think careful what you wish for, Gov.
Exactly.
If you went back to look at the budget again, she'd probably get less money.
Absolutely.
So I think you're absolutely right. Dan, if folks want to connect with you, if they want to subscribe to the Majority Report, which is your newsletter, what's the best way for them to do that?
Go to danhawkinskansas.com. Down, that's the landing page. Go to the bottom and you can sign up for my newsletter. If you're not getting the Majority Record, you should
record.
Be.
Yeah,
you should be getting it. It's distributed every Friday morning at 6, except during this last week. We had a hard time getting it out by 6 Friday morning. We didn't get it out until Saturday because we were working, you know, solid, getting things done. But normally it's out at 6 a.m. on Friday mornings, and it goes clear across this state. So
any announcements you want to make?
No, we've had some people that have made announcements already, but, you know, I'm sure there's more to come, John.
I've asked you that twice now. Yeah. And I know there's an announcement coming. You're just not willing to do it with me yet.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to finish up this session and get things done, you know.
You've become quite the politician. Dan, I appreciate you as always. Love you, brother.
Thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break. Studio lines are open. We see who may wander in from the fire pit while we're sitting around here. Thanks again for tuning in. We're at the Delperdang Fire Pit. Thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. We're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tyrus, he's coming back on the show in 2 weeks. So welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit, thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. Also want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. There's a great community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions based on proven principles to tackle the country's most critical challenges. Make your voice heard today. Visit americansforprosperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Also, don't forget the couple of events coming up later this month on the 24th. A Night at the Drive, the Daily Wire movie Identity Crisis, showing at the Starlight Drive-In, sponsored by Turning Points USA at WSU, and the monthly meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party on the 17th is their speaker is General Michael Flynn. So speaking of speakers, I've got a familiar voice to anybody who listened to country music here in town. Dan Dillon was on KFDI.
That's right.
And I pulled you up from the fire pit.
I was down there by the fire pit. I live two houses away from Leo.
So you're a neighbor of Leo Del Padre.
That's right. And Leo said that this big soiree was going on tonight and that you were broadcasting live. And I thought, well, I'll come down and say hello. I wasn't planning to be on the radio with you, John.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, my wife is a country music. She loves listening to country music. I'm sure she recognizes the voice.
Well, so. I hope she. I did news at KFDI for 34 years and was the news director.
And you work for my buddy Mark Bennett. Yes, Mark Bennett. I love Mark. He was a constituent of mine when I was in the legislature. Always used to have one of my yard signs in his yard. I love Mark. Does a great job. Fantastic DA. So
Mark took over in January of 2013.
And our sponsor for the evening, John Eck, happened to pop in.
Oh, okay. So well, you got to say hello to the sponsor.
You got. Remember who pays the bills.
That's right. So, you sure do.
And our host, Leo Delperdang, is sitting here with us, with our mayor, who's on next. She'll be with us kickoff topic.
That's right. I feel like I'm taking a little bit of Mayor Wu's time away.
She's on at 8, trust me. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Okay.
She knows what she's doing, too. Trust me, you and I, she knows what she's doing. I don't even have to prep her. I mean, she could run circles around me on this thing, trust me. So, I mean, you like working for the DA's office?
Yes, it's an interesting job. It started out as media coordinator, which means that if the news media calls wanting information about a case, a trial or something like that, I give them that. If they want to interview Mark Bennett, I set those up.
See, I just call him directly. So
There you go.
Well, that's why I've never had to call you. I just call him on his cell phone and say, hey, Mark, you want to come on his show?
That's right. That works out well. There's only just a handful of people that can do that.
it doesn't mean he calls me back.
I see. It's a one-way call.
I didn't say he ever called me back. I just said that's how I do it. And, you know, somebody, eventually I get back to, he gets back to me through it.
He's a great guy. It's the reason I'm there. I've been there now for 12 years, and just a wonderful guy. Cares a lot about the community, cares a lot about crime victims, and works hard to make sure they're treated correctly.
Yeah, they've got I recently saw another report with their consumer department. You guys do a lot of work. People think DA, it's the prosecution, but you've got a whole wing there that all they do is work on consumer stuff and
helping advocate
for businesses and people, that's a whole other wing that he has to deal with that I don't think people realize.
Right, and it's getting larger and larger, more scams out there all the time.
Yeah.
So it's quite a deal. But John, thank you very much for letting me come on and talk to you.
Enjoy the cigars and the camaraderie down there. Save me one of the Cuban cigars that are down there.
I like the camaraderie, not the cigars.
And I'm the other way. I like the cigars and not so much of the Delperdang. Stick around. Mayor Lily Wu will be with us. You're listening to John Whitmer Show. Be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.